It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's time for another Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio with a beer. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and find them on all the socials as well. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the house. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Danny.
What do we got here today?
So we have a brewery we've tasted before on this show. Yeah. One of my favorites. It's Barrel Brothers out of Windsor. And this is the Neighborhood Squatch Imperial Stout. Comes in at 10.0% ABV.
Wow.
Happy Friday.
It's got a silhouetted Sasquatch.
Okay, I was going to say squatch, not squat.
Right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, not squash, like the vegetable. Right. Squatch looks like a hairy, tall man drinking a beer, much like me on
or
Super
a woman,
Bowl Sunday.
Or a woman.
Excellent.
You never met my prom date. Could be a woman.
Could be. It's a silhouette.
So the packaging on this can is awesome, as always.
Yeah, they do a good job with
that. They always do a good job.
Yeah.
But 10.0% Imperial Stout. It is dark, dark, dark as we begin into our AATMF here.
Yeah, this thing is, it's dark as night. You are not seeing through this thing.
Muddy almost.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of like brown color in this that I think probably is.
It's kind of almost like a look of like really, really thick coffee. Has that dark, murky coffee look to it with that light.
Yeah, brown. I totally agree. The nose on this, I get smoke and roasted malt and a little bit of chocolate and not a lot of coffee, which is sometimes when we get these Imperial Stouts in here, you know, they are very coffee forward. You do get a lot of that like roasted coffee bean.
Right.
I don't find that to be the case here. I get way more chocolate and a little bit of smoke in it.
You know, it's funny. The coffee I do get out of it is more like a green coffee bean instead of, you know, when it's ripened.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the traditional, like, here's a cup of Folgers fresh, you know, right out of the coffee maker. It's that bean before it's been roasted or before it's been ground down.
Yeah.
So you do get a little bit of coffee with it. I totally get, you know, the roasted smokiness. But I'm not getting a ton of chocolate. Don't get a ton of chocolate.
No.
But I think it's probably going to come more in the taste and the finish.
At 10%, this will be one that you'll let warm up to a little bit, and you'll get probably some more, you know, some more flavors coming out of this thing as that it mellows, some of the esters burn off. It's a nice creamy mouthfeel though. I like that a lot. And the finish is nice and roasty, just like it smells. Just like the first sip, the first nose, the last sip is very much like it. And so, you know, sometimes you look for a little bit of a juxtaposition between the beginning and the end because that creates balance. But there's also something to be said for, you know, it just being consistent all the way through. And I think that's what this beer is doing.
Yeah. The, you know, you get a little bit of being at 10%, right? An Imperial Stout's going to carry a little more weight than most stouts. But the alcohol burn's very pleasant in this, meaning that it kind of helps lift how thick and vicious this can be.
Vicious.
Yeah. It was one of those things where, you know,
it's a great word. Don't get me wrong.
Try.
I like it.
No, I think it's a good balance, right? So the alcohol burn, you know, really helps the palate and finish this beer and have it still lingering on your palate, but not have it be so weighted down by that burn.
Right.
So it's not like if you just took a shot of something, you have a very small sip. It's a well-made beer. And it's balance. You know, we've talked about that on other episodes. Balance for these kinds of beers, for any beer really, is key. And that's going to make, you know, you're going to enjoy it from start to finish. You know, there's a lot of beers that are disjointed. And again, just because you can make a certain beer with certain flavors doesn't necessarily make it a balanced beer.
Yeah.
And so this is I'm very happy with what the brothers from Windsor are doing. This is a great beer.
Interestingly enough, as you said that about the alcohol burn or the alcohol level, I think what it's actually doing here is it's bringing out a little bit of acidity. It makes it feel like, you know, like some of that coffee acidity. I think it's showing up as that, as opposed to like a rich syrupy something or other, you know, which is kind of a cool factor in this. What say you, Daniel?
I like the fact that it's definitely, because of being a 10 it's definitely a sipper. You know, you just hang out and sip it. It's not, which is good for a stout. Obviously, that's what you are expecting. As a former only stout fan.
Stout head?
Stout head, yes.
Stout head, yes.
A stout dude.
I would say that it's a good one. It's you know, now that I have an expanded taste profile of beers that I like, if I go to get a stout, it's going to be for that reason, just like we're going to chill and I just want to taste it and sip it. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
For those reasons, it does what it's supposed to do. And I like it.
Yeah, I think it's a I think it's a really nice beer. I think, you know, they keep pumping out good things, and I feel like we've had quite a few weeks in a row of beers that we've all really liked. I can't help
it's been a while since we've really
easy to please, apparently.
Pump the brakes on some.
Yeah.
But, we're much nicer in 2019.
Yeah.
Apparently. That's getting better with age, with age.
2017, we were a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, there were some doozies that year. That's for sure. No, I'm two thumbs up on this beer for sure.
Yep. It's good stuff. All right, Barrel Brothers Neighborhood Squatch Imperial Stout. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and all that fun stuff. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thank you so much for being here.
Booyah.
Thanks, Danny. Let's go to that River Road Report.